A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Spotlight Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, and also on Periscope, at Total Tutor. I'm excited to welcome the program, Crystal Knapp of Reach Up Magazine. Crystal, thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Neil.
I'm excited
We're
to chat
excited.
With you for sure. You're really excited to talk to you as well, Crystal. Let's go a little bit of your background, then we're going to get right into Reach Up Magazine.
Okay. Oh, you want me to tell you about my background?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Well, I have always I've worked with kids and parents, and I, in particular, for what happened with Reach Up Magazine, is I lived and worked in the inner city of New York for 9 years. So I worked with kids, I worked with their moms, to build credibility as a staff, because I was a part of an organization. We actually lived in tenement housing. People knew that I understood what was going on, you know, and we had to walk the streets, and as far as the safety factor and the limitations and things that actually, you know, why we have brown water in summertime and stuff like that. So that was my life. I now am married and living in Arizona, but I can do Reach Up, you know, digitally and whatnot from anywhere. So that works out really great.
Yeah,
my background.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, if you're wondering about my education, I do have a degree in Christian education, and so I've always been interested in the whole education aspect of everything that we do, that, you know, you teach as you go.
Yeah, you definitely teach as you go and learn, and I think the whole process of teaching in general, of educating people on a specific cause or situation, is part of our job as educators. We educate people on everything, not just, you know, the general ed curriculum, but other things that are happening in life. Once
Absolutely.
An educator, always an educator. Am I correct?
That's right. That's right. Well, that's how I feel about it, and saw a great need in the inner city. So, you know, even with the moms and whatnot.
Yeah, and that is a fantastic need, because it's something that, you know, they just need some resource out there, right, Crystal?
They sure do need resources. I think what a lot of times people forget is that we've lost a lot of generational support because of drugs and alcohol, and it creates a void, a big vacuum. And if you don't know, you don't know that you don't know. And then the next generation builds on what they didn't know, perhaps on a faulty, default understanding of how to raise kids or how to keep a house and things like that. And if you add in oppression, you add in frustration and depression, a lot doesn't get answered.
No, it definitely doesn't. So tell me how this process began, how you started Reach Up Magazine.
I started Reach Up Magazine after speaking to a group of women, and I talked to them about decorating, and I talked to them about, you know, setting goals and washing their sheets once a week and whatnot. And
yes.
I just very basic things, and they really, really responded. And I set out some magazines at the back of the room, full well knowing that it was way above their socioeconomic. They didn't have access to these stores, wondering if I should. So I was very tentative about suggesting it.
Yes.
But they loved it. They loved having magazines. And I thought, this isn't fair. They don't have anything for them. keeping in mind limited economics, small spaces, government housing limitations, and I thought, why not? Why not inspire? Why not say, okay, it may look like this from the outside, but on the inside I could do something and I can do this for my kids. And I realized there's so much that we could do, we could address in a magazine that other organizations may be doing in their special classes, but a second voice can add validity, can provide inspiration.
Yes.
If there is. So that's kind of what we where we went with it.
And see, and you're finding out that they are interested in this stuff. They just don't have access to this. And through the magazine, then they can find access to some of this stuff, correct?
Absolutely. And we generally, because we distribute through organizations, we always try to help that connection. So we'll say, if you've got a question about this, talk to the person that gave you the magazine, because we want them to find resources within their own community. So the relationship is built with the organization and them, not us. We're facilitating it. So we really hope that that just continues that exploration and empowerment.
And that's a big thing for you is empowering women, right? That's
absolutely
part of your whole process is women need to feel that they're worth something in society no matter what socioeconomic background. They should not consider themselves as somebody who is in the background but yet can be a voice. And this magazine, that's what it does.
Yeah, and that's a very powerful intrinsic thing, and that's why we do our best with our graphics, with our presentation. I've watched their eyes just light up, and they'll say, "For me?" And that is just—it's so nice to know that they're excited, they want something, and you're meeting a need. You're helping them get a sense of control that they can do the next thing. They can accomplish this and go on to another level.
Yeah, absolutely. And what types of things are you looking to highlight each article and issue of the magazine?
Well, the coming up year, we're going to be talking more about nutrition, how to make a nutritious meal from things you buy at the Dollar Store. We are also talking about medical things that might affect even, you know, like how to help their children if they've got a temperature. Instead of going to ER, try this. How to take good care of their health. We're going to be talking about parenting in small spaces. You know, one of my gals is writing an article. I mean, she's raising two bouncy daughters in a tiny little apartment. Well, that provides some challenges, but it can be done. So here's some tips of how we do it. So those are some of the things that we'll be covering that I know of right off the top of my head.
Well, and it seems like always you're reaching out to bring a message to all women. And I think that's of every diverse background, and that's your goal. And that, like you said, with parenting in small areas, that can be challenging, especially lacking the amount of toys. How do we do this? How do we have some sort of privacy as well? We're not just looking at the family, but we're looking at the whole person, the whole woman as well. In your magazine, and that's important.
Yes. That's what we're looking for.
Absolutely. What do you think your hope is ultimately when we're talking about the magazine, get it out to more organizations and stuff like that? What is the goal to get more and more readers to the magazine?
Oh, I love that question. Let me tell you, statistically, there are 42 million women living at or below the line of poverty in America. That's a huge demographic that I don't know that they have a written communication for them. And so I know that if I had the financial backing that would correspond, I could double probably what we do every quarter. Right now, we because my volunteer base to put out the magazine, they're all volunteers. We do it quarterly. We could just grow and grow. We're making so many connections. Through your listeners, if they have connections, they can get me at reachupmag@gmail.com, and I'll connect with them, or, you know, however it can be done. But, oh, all over the nation, in inner cities and rural places, there, rehabs, shelters, there's just a many venues.
I tell you, you're so right about that. So many venues and so many opportunities, and to get it into it, you said financially. So the organization, do they pay for the magazine? So let's say we really haven't tapped into, let's say, the city of Pittsburgh. If we haven't, we haven't. I don't know that. And we want to get it into a lot of areas in Pittsburgh. To get the issues there, you need donations, correct? To print the magazine.
Yeah. Yes, ideally, I want to pay my bills. For Pittsburgh, if I have connections, I'll reach out to those organizations. We will give them to the organizations free of charge, because often they do not have resources. However, if they do have resources, then they can even in the back of the magazine personalize it and say, this issue is sponsored by, and give the name of their contributing organization. So we can work it a lot of ways. I think our chief ambition is to get it into the hands of the women who need it, and we'll work any way that is called for.
What city do you think, Crystal, is your biggest area with the most issues of magazines available?
Right now, I would say it's Mesa, Arizona, because that's where I live, but we've got equal amount in Spokane, Washington. Albuquerque, New Mexico is getting quite large.
Oh, goodness.
Florida is getting, and that's the state, it's not a city, but it's working through some prison groups in Florida. So it's, and then also, would you believe Ames, Iowa? They're taking quite a bit.
It's amazing whoever decides to jump on board and say, let's do this, and then you go ahead and get, so you have sponsors in your magazines. That's the big lifeblood of it, Crystal, to keep the magazine printed in so many, for so many people, is sponsorship. Would you say that's the major thing?
Sponsorship is that next level that will keep it going and let it explode. You're right. You hit it. It
and
certainly
so
is.
Who are some of your sponsors, Crystal, right now that you want to thank? That are part of this,
Who are the sponsors that I would like to thank? Well, Grants by Sandy has been working awfully hard. We've had Mustard Seed Company that worked awfully hard. And then, you know what? I've had a lot of individual donations. Some are sending them in tomorrow. Family. I could thank my sister and my aunt. But there's just a number of wonderful people.
And see that,
and some are giving him. Oh, my husband's helping me. Some are giving him for memorials. For we have the legacy circle that they can give me a name of someone that helped them reach up, and we put their name and their friend, and with a donation of $50. Then hey, we'd love to say, you know, all of us had somebody speak into our lives, and if we're blessed, we've had more than one person. And we like to honor those people as well.
And honoring them, what a tremendous thing it is to honor people that have done such great things for your organization. Now, here's a question, and this is just kind of me with my marketing background and thought process. Sponsors. I think some sponsors of major corporations need to step up and think about funding your magazine. Now, I'm going to give that pitch right now, saying this would be a great thing, especially if you're a corporation in the certain cities that you're currently in, but also the new city. I mean, it's the biggest thing, your biggest obstacle is where to get the message out next, right? If that's your goal, 2016, is how do I get connected with major people that can help me get make new sponsors to fund the magazine, look at the next age of this, and really bring this to the forefront, correct?
Yes, yes. Because we are willing to run through the doors, charge through the doors, and get it out.
Well,
so,
my listeners right now, anyone listening to this interview, live or later in all my syndicated stations that this interview will air on, asking them now, if you know somebody who wants to help bring this magazine all over the United States, and the way you need to do it is to contact Crystal. Crystal, so contact you now is going to be the big thing. Contact you now and basically via email, website, what's the best place to contact you so that people can be involved? Yes.
The best way so we can do dialogue would be reachupmag@gmail.com. My website is reachupmag.org, and there's a whole contact if they want to do snail mail. There's also the link to donate and also a link to just send me an email. So reachupmag.org or reachupmag@gmail.com. That'll get it going, and we will jump on it.
Well, absolutely. And I hope to be part of this mission to help you. I believe that the radio network can do it, and I have some other resources. I truly think if you're looking at not a niche audience, but an audience to get to the masses, the way to do it is via social media. The amazing story that I have dealt with as an expert in training and teaching people, it's amazing the people they can meet. That's for sure. And when you have an organization like this, what a tremendous difference they can make. And it gets you excited. It gets you excited even in the Pittsburgh area. People in Pittsburgh right now.
Let's blitz Pittsburgh.
Well, but we got to blitz all the cities I'm on. We got to blitz Las Vegas. We got to blitz Boston. We got to blitz anywhere. Are you looking to bring the magazine ever to Canada as well? Because we are on it in Canada as well.
We would just need a Canadian resource, and we could do it in Canada. And did I mention that we also publish in Spanish? So
no,
we
you
go
did not
through
tell
a double.
That. That's great.
Yeah, we go through a double editing process for both English and Spanish. And others are using the magazine to teach literacy. If we need to go into other languages, just takes a little bit of research, but it could be done.
Well, it seems so. It's such a tremendous thing, and the readership to provide these resources available to people that truly need it. Great thing again. Best place to find information on you, your website again?
Yes, reachupmag.org.
All right. Well, I hope we'll be in touch again for sure. Get ready. Social media wise, we're going to do a nice social media blitz on Twitter for you. Throughout the syndication process, and do you have a Facebook page or anything?
Oh, absolutely.
Like?
Yes. Yeah. We have Reach Up fan page. I even let them have a Reach Up page, and then my own personal page, Crystal Knapp. I mean, hopefully, somehow I will connect with people. And on LinkedIn, Twitter, same Reach Up.
Awesome.
Mag.
Getting those
or magazine.
Larger audiences. That's the thing, getting the people, and trust me, there are so many people behind this. It's amazing the amount of different communities on LinkedIn and Twitter to connect to grow your message. And that's the mission. And I appreciate you calling, Crystal, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. All
bye-bye.
Right, see you later. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Total Spotlight Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Your friendly neighborhood Safeway is ready for summer with fresh favorites the whole family loves. Stop in for great deals in every department throughout the store. If you're wondering what to serve for dinner, shop with your club card and pick up fresh boneless, skinless chicken breasts sold from the full-service butcher block for just $1.67 a pound. And get red ripe strawberries, one-pound packages for only 77 cents each, limit two. Tastier meats, sweeter produce, better summers. Safeway, it's just better.
celebrate America's birthday with great deals on 4th of July favorites at your neighborhood Albertsons. Get pork loin back ribs, previously frozen, buy one, get three free, limit one reward. Tillamook ice cream, 56 ounces or novelties, 3 to 4 pack, or Blue Bunny ice cream, 46 to 56 ounces or novelties, 8 to 12 count, $1.67 each when you buy four, limit one reward. And sweet Northwest Rainier cherries, $2.99 a pound. Tastier meats, sweeter deals, better celebrations. Albertsons, it's just better.